Thank you, brother.
Great job, Cassidy. Wash your feet.
Nick and Mitch. Dumbass news.
I will not.
Oh, boy.
Talked about fish and unwashed feet.
It's time for Chaz and AJ. Dumbass news.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. I bought you a harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
So you could do your one-man band. You wanted to play a harmonica and beatbox.
Right. Well, I thought it was a special time we were going to do that.
All right. We could do it now.
Okay.
Since you started.
It's pretty. Which end do you blow in? Just kidding.
Well, that's what
I would
never
know.
Mind.
The end with the hole.
Oh!
Not bad, huh? I call that... Now, Van Halen.
All right.
It tastes kind of funny.
Just start with something simple. A couple notes, maybe tap your foot on the floor. Yeah, it's funny. AJ said, it's not that hard to play harmonica.
He's right.
That actually didn't sound bad.
Thank you.
He's had a harmonica in his mouth for 5 seconds.
Right.
He's writing songs already.
When I was a child. No.
All right.
You're going to play in beatbox now. He's going to swallow that thing.
You'll be breathing in and out. See, now, with a harmonica, you could breathe in or out and get different sounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey. Same
have,
note.
Yeah, when you have a head cold and your nose whistles?
Yeah.
That's the worst. I hate
that's
that.
That's the trick.
And you think
squeaky
the whole world
swing.
Right. I don't know what it is.
That's an ambulance in England.
Exactly.
Or the fax machine not working.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. How soon before it's going to take it away from me?
I'm very impressed.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to play this all day.
All right.
Cool.
Get the flip-flop noise in there.
The flip-flop noise?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay. Like, when you do that, I don't know how to do it.
I'm gonna do some blue sounds, and then you can play in between, right?
Oh, cool.
You know what you should do? You should do words, and then you could play da-na-na-na-na while I'm playing da-na-na-na-na.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm blowing this hop. I sound like a carp.
You can't think of lyrics and play the harmonica.
I'm thinking harp. What was it? Harp. Bit falling apart. Don't know what I'm doing. This show I am screwing. Look at me, kind of funny. But I'm still making money. So screw yourself. And nobody else. I'm a harp playing man. Don't you understand? I'm going to end this bit. Because it sounds like... Anyways, how you been? Good?
I'm so impressed, AJ.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm available for bar mitzvahs and everything else.
Will you play my wedding?
I won't
no.
play you. No. No.
Wow.
That was fun.
All right. Well, we'll do one story. I won't get to the safety sign injuring the girl.
Okay.
Let's go right to dumbass gets duct taped. Frontier Airlines employees were forced to duct tape a dumbass to a seat after he groped two flight attendants.
He can't
punched
do that.
Another.
Really?
Now, I think there should be a special hatch where they could just...
Oh, yeah.
Good night.
Bye.
Good luck.
Happy landing.
Oh, and here's a parachute.
Right.
So they gave it to you before we threw you out.
No, they gave a little drink umbrella.
Yeah, there's like a slide. Drops him right out of the belly of the plane.
Oh, yeah, like they had on James Bond that time in that big dirigible. The guy went to walk out, and all of a sudden there's a slide. He went to walk out?
No, I'm not playing.
Okay.
All right, here's the incident. It's 22-year-old Maxwell Berry.
Maxwell Berry.
Led to him being taped down. So this is what led up to him being taped down.
You guys suck. My parents are worth more than $2 million. Ugh. You know what?
What'd he say?
My parents are worth $22 million freaking dollars, something like that.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Worth more than $2 million damn dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Very close, actually.
Yeah, but you're not worth anything, so.
Depends on where you live now. That might not be a lot of money.
Seriously.
I'm worth more than $2 million damn dollars. You know what? You suck.
Hey! Hey!
Nope.
Wow.
Dude, you died again. That's what I heard.
He's a bad bitch, yo.
Oh.
The guy that was taping him down.
Oh, okay.
He needs a bandage, though?
I need a bandage. Maybe. I need a bandage, Bill. He needs a bandage.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I don't know. Is that a dumbass? Is that a nut ass?
That's by both.
Yeah.
You get duct taped to a chair. You're a dumbass.
Exactly right. Yep. Some folks pay for that.
And did he think the reaction to my parents are worth over $2 million? People would be,
carry on then.
Oh, in that case, then we're sorry.
My bad.
Oh, we didn't realize. Upper echelon.
Continue being a dumbass.
Yeah.
Jazz and AJ News.
Okay. The least likely, I think, television personality to be seen at the Guns N' Roses concert last night at Fenway is on the phone. First, let's talk about this, what was national news yesterday out of Naugatuck, Connecticut. Naugatuck Valley Community College to launch a course on cannabis production.
Nice.
And on the show to tell us about this is the man, Professor Christopher Tuccio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, are you surprised at the coverage this thing has gotten?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's fabulous. We do a lot of really great work at the college, so it's nice to have the exposure.
And then what are we going to learn in this course?
So basically, it's for horticulture majors that are really interested in, you know, the new sort of growing in the dispensaries of legal marijuana. So you're growing, you know, you're learning about soils, you're learning about plant nutrition, and then you also learn a little bit about how the actual cannabis plant grows, and then the production of all the CBD and the THC cannabis oils that, you know, are so, you know, sought after in the nation.
Wow, only a college professor can make weed complicated. There's a lot to know.
Yeah,
no, I mean, it's a very in-depth field, and, you know, it's been a long time coming. You know, obviously, Connecticut has gotten, you know, its foot in the door, but nationwide, it's been on the doorstep. And so we're just glad to jump in and do it.
You have people signing up now, or are you just announcing?
Yeah, we have a really good enrollment, a lot of interest. You know, we also offer, you know, courses just in regular plant growing, like greenhouses and in your landscape. So, you know, students come for the horticulture cannabis course, but then they realize that they can apply those same skills to sort of the entire outdoor environment.
Growing tomatoes,
right?
Exactly.
Grapes.
Professor Christopher Tuccio is on, program coordinator of the horticultural science program at Naugatuck Valley Community College, teaching you how to grow weed.
Right.
Give us like the top five things. Not that I would grow weed at the house, but if I was going to, top five things I should know.
Yeah, I will though.
Well, first, you absolutely need good light. So, you know, you need either a sunny location, or you need to find some sort of appropriate grow light and have the proper location for it. And then after that, it's all about soils and plant nutrition. So number two and three would be make sure that you have a good, you know, soilless mix or soil mix. You could, you know, compost and do really good things with that way. And then, you know, you got to test your soil weekly, if not daily, to make sure that the plant is healthy. And then after that, a lot of it is pest management. So for those that don't like sort of those creepy crawly bugs, you know, you're going to have to understand that some things like to eat marijuana plants, not just or imbibe marijuana plants, not just people. So
like neighbors,
you got to watch out for those too. Yeah, exactly.
And the cat.
How do I get rid of those chipmunks?
There's one more, right? So there's light, soil, test the soil,
bugs,
pest control, and what would be the fifth?
And then for specifically for marijuana, you need to be able to manage when to harvest and cultivate it. So you have to be able to have some sort of magnifying glass and look at the trichomes, which are sort of these little glands on the flower of the marijuana plant that will tell you when it's ready to harvest.
The trichomes. Sounds like a band.
Okay, you just convinced me that you need a college course for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the trichomes.
I was like, some seeds. I don't know. Where do you get seeds now? Right. You used to be able to just like get an album cover and find seeds when you're cleaning out your weed.
In your closet, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, you get seeds, you throw it in the dirt, you give it some sunlight and some water.
Right.
Bada bing.
Done.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, it actually is very detailed, and we try and take it very seriously and teach our students a grounding in science so that they can apply it. Even if they want to go take the course and then grow poinsettias at a local Cheshire nursery, they can do that.
Right. It doesn't have to be about weed. It's
exactly.
Yeah.
But the two together look pretty, actually pretty. So,
which I don't know what he just said, but good weed.
Yes.
So, are you in the Waterbury or the Danbury campus?
So the horticulture program primarily operates out of the Waterbury campus. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Waterbury campus has, an entire arboretum. You know, it's a very urban location, but we have over 300 different specimen of plants and woody ornamentals. So, we have a pretty vibrant horticulture community inside Waterbury.
You, how do you test kids here? You try out their weed, see how strong it is?
Right.
So, we actually see how many Pringles they can fit in their mouth. And then
nice.
Nice.
Right. You fit the whole can in your stone.
AJ wins.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. For this first semester, it's all lecture-based. There's no growing as of yet. Waterbury actually just put a moratorium on, dispensaries until next year. So a lot of it is lecture-based, regular tests and exams.
Can you imagine testing? It would be a tough period for you if you had to take a hit or two of everyone's weed.
Or everybody's brownie. Yep.
Final exam, yes.
Young Chaz, when he was back in his college years, which was long ago, brought some fraternity brothers over, and we're exchanging weed stories. And one said, Mr. Chaz, have you ever tried medical marijuana? I said, no, but I used to smoke a lot of weed, so I'm sure it's fine.
Right.
Wow.
Really?
Two hits was a big mistake. The first hit I knew before I came around.
Yeah.
It's making its way around the circle. I'm like, boy, I should say no to this second one because I could feel it already.
It was like a health film. Like,
wow.
Did you hear the doorbell? Is it just me? I should check that.
Right. I got to go, man.
We should get some pizza.
I like that he called you Mr. Chaz.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that second one, that was the killer.
Leveled it, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
How do you do the different strains? There's different things. Like, this one will relax you. This one will make you excited.
That's a really good question. So with most plants, even, the regular tomatoes, there's different varieties within the same species. So based on selective breeding, they could take traits of one plant, move it, and hybridize it with another plant to create sort of the optimal conditions that they want to grow. That's why, same reason, for your tomato plants, there's some that are really large and beefsteak that you put on sandwiches, some that are little cherry ones that you could put in salads. Same thing's true for marijuana plants. There are some that, pick you up and give you a little more energy, some that mellow you down, and everything in between.
Huh. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Wow. Man, you got the dream job.
Seriously, man.
it's fabulous. I've been at the college 10 years, and, the students are really great.
Did you pitch this idea?
Is fabulous. No, actually, believe it or not, our course is an offshoot of one that already existed last year at Quinebaug Valley Community College. And then we saw that, UConn, they had their program a couple years ago it started. So we just, read the tea leaves and realized that we needed to do it.
I see what you did there.
Those tea leaves. Really?
Yeah.
were they really tea leaves?
Smart.
Professor Christopher Tuccio, program coordinator, blah, 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 Naugatuck Valley Community College. Thank you for coming on, and we'll be talking to you a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Professor Pringles.
Yes.
Wow. We can, if he wants us to test his students' stuff out.
Yeah.
Jazz and AJ News.
All right, let's bring in somebody new. First time on the show, and he's in studio. Drew Angus, singer, songwriter, musician. He was on season 15 of American Idol. Good morning.
Good morning.
Drew!
Morning.
How are you?
Welcome.
Different Drew.
It's good to be here.
Nice to have you. 91 PLR 95.9 The Fox. AJ just got a harmonica.
We're
going to see if Drew can help you learn how to play it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't even know if he plays harmonica, but he is a musician.
Right.
And we'll get to that in a second. But we thought we have comedians in. Why not start to have local musicians?
Why not?
Got to support the local music scene.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's start with the story of Weezer. I'm going to be talking to what's-his-face today.
Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo.
Yes.
Everybody's so excited about this.
Yeah.
He never does interviews. I mean, very rarely does them.
Your nipples are hard, too?
No, but, you know, I really like Weezer a lot.
That's me when I run.
But everyone's so excited. It's making me think like I'm interviewing Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
It's a rare thing.
Yeah.
I think he's a guy who, like, follows his own path, and, like, he can't, like, tell him, like, hey, we got this new, you got to come. He's like, nah, I'm going to do my thing over here.
He's like an eclipse.
He's
a unicorn.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
And a Connecticut guy.
Right.
Yeah, so that's good.
I love
unicorn,
it.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
So I'm putting all my questions together, but Ashley gave me a page, Phil gave me a page. AJ, nothing.
Thank you.
Keith gave me a page.
Like, I mean, three.
Like three. Everyone's really excited about this.
And he only listens to opera when he tours, like on the bus.
Oh, that's annoying.
Amps him up.
That's annoying.
Yeah, well, I'll take the other bus.
Oh, exactly right, yeah. I'll Uber. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah. Opera.
But he went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Smart guy.
He's a smart cookie. Yeah.
Graduated.
I graduate.
That's an important decision.
Everyone can go, yeah. Right, Drew? It's right. Like graduating is the deal.
That's the hard part, yeah.
I visited.
Yeah, I didn't graduate.
I drove through to campus. I went to Harvard.
I went to community college. I didn't graduate from there.
But he's a computer programmer, so he has that brain.
Damn.
Normally, if you have that brain, you don't have the creative side of the brain also working.
Right. He's a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Very rare.
Both sides are working.
Got everything going there.
He came up with a computer program that will suggest what time you should leave a building or a specific area based on traffic patterns.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
I can use that.
Those are the details you hear, and he's like, oh, I get why he doesn't do interviews, because you can't compute that. It's like, well, it's sort of this free-form thing.
Well, he's busy, too, you know, doing all the stuff.
Well, you know what? I would like to use that compute, that program. In Stanford, it would just say never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
When can I leave? Never.
I compute.
How about three
now.
Today? Right. Never.
Yes.
11 tomorrow? Never.
Have you thought of just airplane?
Never.
Helicopter. There you go.
Yeah.
You're all set.
So we'll be talking to him, hopefully on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Are you a big Weezer fan, Drew?
You know, I've played a few Weezer songs in my day.
Oh, really? Let's hear one.
Oh, boy.
And you say it was like last week.
He's like, damn, I shouldn't have said that.
Do it.
He was 19 years old back in my day. What day was that? Last week?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago. Okay. Come on. Come on now. 2 weeks ago. Oh, boy. It's been a minute. So let's see. What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front? What did he ever do to these guys that made them so violent? Ooh, but you know I'm yours. Ooh, and you know you're mine. Ooh, that's just all the time.
I wasn't going to hit that note.
Oh, my God, the first second, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And
same.
Then I was in. I'm like, wow, the guy has a great voice. You know what we should do? The interview should just be Drew playing Weezer songs to him. That's it. Yeah. We don't ask him any questions.
Right.
You just play one, and then we pause, silence, and then you start the next one. Right. And that's the whole interview. And then he doesn't say anything, and then at the end we say, thank you.
And we just click.
You're welcome.
Right. I like Hash Pipe. Hash Pipe's a great song.
I'll tell you what. He'll remember every second of that interview.
Oh, yeah. His
brain
will
fry. That was my favorite interview.
Brain will fry.
I wrote 17 songs during this interview.
That does not compute. That does not compute.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know another one?
Do I know another one? Let's see. Another Weezer song.
It's usually a no when a person repeats the question back.
No, it's only when I do that.
Yeah.
Hip, hip. Hip, hip. When you're on a holiday, you can't.
can't find the words to say all the things that come to you, and I want to feel it too, on an island in the sun.
You're great.
Yeah.
Playing and having fun.
Do you have people come up to you when you're playing, like at a happy hour? You're right in the middle of a song, like, hey, man, can you play, and you're like,
Free Bird.
I'm
can
singing.
You play Free Bird? Play Free Bird. Play Free Bird. That's
whoa,
$150
man, you're good.
Song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm singing over here.
I'm working.
Yeah. I was thinking, you can probably slice an egg with those guitar strings. Remember the egg slicers used to have the thing? I was just thinking you could probably do that.
How did you think of that?
This whole time I'm thinking you could probably do that with that.
Don't smell the inside of my guitar because I push the hard-boiled
exactly,
eggs
right.
through the strings
exactly,
into my
see?
Guitar.
See? Snack for later.
You muck. Exactly. You muck.
Man, I've known you for 25 years. I think that's the weirdest thing I've heard you say.
Oh, no, it'll get worse. As I get older, it'll get really worse.
You could slice eggs on the strings
cheese,
of a guitar.
Some soft cheeses, too, actually.
Soft cheeses.
Then you won't be able to play it.
You know, it would be a little gunky.
It would be, right.
So, you're on season 15 of American Idol.
Bet you never had that before.
What was that like? How old were you then? When was season 15? What year was that?
2016.
Oh, okay.
I was still wearing a fedora at that time.
Oh, really?
Not a bad look.
Apparently, it's coming back. According to my stylist, it's coming back.
Look at you talking to the fashion warlord over there.
Yeah, the bangs.
Right.
Listen, people love these bangs. Yeah, girl,
you
no. just don't love that.
Yeah, girl who wears like 9 layers of clothing in August.
Okay, let's get back to Drew, please.
Saying, yeah.
All right, the kids in the back seat are
sorry.
Sugared up. Sorry,
I
Drew.
Promise cookies.
Pringles.
So you wore a fedora? And now you watch that footage and you're like, you wouldn't do it. So if you were to do it again, you wouldn't do that again?
I probably wouldn't wear a fedora.
Right.
Why? Do you think it was distracting to your performance?
No, I think everybody thinks you're Jason Mraz when you wear a fedora.
That's why I think a beret is nicer.
That's
I got you.
Go with a beret.
And a cigarette, maybe?
Exactly right.
Can we pull up his performance? Drew Angus.
Oh, no.
You don't make that name up, right? That's... Your parents could have been cruel. They could have been they could have called you a burnt.
They could have named me Gilbert.
Gilbert Angus?
Right.
Wait a minute.
But they chose Andrew.
Wait a minute. Gilbert.
Gilbert Angus.
Not a great name.
Right.
Gilbert Angus.
Right.
Wait, what am I missing?
Right.
Is there
nothing? It's just Gilbert's not a great name.
No shame to any Gilberts out there, but
right.
But
Gilbert.
Right,
you could have
been a Gilbert.
I could have been a Gilbert.
Hey, right. Gil, how you doing? Yeah, that's not right.
No, what I'm saying, Angus, that last name.
Angus.
Yeah, did they give you, you know, kids in school give you trouble with that, Angus?
No, you know, steak, beef.
Right.
Right.
What's up, beef?
Right.
You have beef.
Right.
We got a beef man
Mr.
somewhere.
Mr. Angus.
Rare. Yeah. Right. Mm.
All right, I thought there was something there, but clearly not.
Get rid of the gym, we got a big problem.
It's a neat
name. That's I don't want to say beefy name, but it's a manly name.
You know, it's
Angus.
Yeah.
Good Scottish name.
What did you, so who were the judges then? It was Harry Connick Jr.?
Jennifer Lopez and
Keith Urban.
Yes, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, is that intimidating?
You know, No.
There were no mean judges in that whole thing. Because you had J-Lo, she's not going to be mean. Harry Connick couldn't have he tried. And Keith Urban, please.
Actually, Keith was the meanest to me.
He was the meanest one, really? You should have slapped him.
What did he say?
He was just like, I don't like this guy.
Oh, wow.
I think it was the fedora.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy.
Right.
Hmm.
You probably had one in the dressing room.
You should have said, well, I'm a big Tom Cruise fan.
Right. Yeah, right. That would have killed him.
How far did you get?
Top 75.
Nice.
So cool. They flew me out to Hollywood and...
That's
and
great.
Did the... They kicked me off. Oh, this is embarrassing. I'm telling this publicly now.
Okay.
They kicked me off at... Singing the group rounds when my entire group forgot the words to Stayin' Alive. I will never forget them now.
Stayin' Alive, really?
Wow. Yeah.
But you had to sing with the group.
I had to sing with the group. And, right. You know, they changed the rules on
Why?
You.
Why?
Well, because, you know, they want TV. I watched. Well,
they have 75 people. They can't do 75 performances. So let's lump them together and then we'll just like.
Like a mass layoff.
Yeah, it's yep. mass
yeah,
layoff.
It was definitely yep. a mass layoff.
Damn.
Did we find something?
Like a
no,
kill.
None of his performance. I think it's been scrubbed from the internet that I can tell.
Wow.
Because it's not on Drew's page.
The Staying Alive, I love that.
Oh, definitely. No, you don't.
Is this them?
No, this oh. is just the song.
Oh.
No, nice. But they wrote all of the good songs.
They really
have
did.
Have you seen the documentary that they put out?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, there's only one left, right?
Yeah.
Alive,
Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, one of them.
The only lion, one of them yeah. put yeah. it yeah. out.
Yeah.
They're all in it.
Now it's just a B.
No, you're right. Yeah. Great songwriters.
Yeah. Incredible.
They wrote so many hits for so many people.
Yes.
In the
and early it was a
days,
signature sound.
Yeah. But in the early days, they had a weird sound. Like, I can think of younger days. They had that really weird, like, thing in their voice. They lost that later on when they had, you know, the Staying Alive, you know, the Saturday Fever soundtrack. Yeah. But the early things, man. Really?
It's the sound of AJ's brain smoking.
Yes, it is. It's about to go off pretty soon.
No, I remember. You don't realize it until you hear a song. You say, that sounds like the Bee Gees. And then you look it up and they wrote it.
Right.
Remember when we were doing that event for the toy drive and we were going to do Islands in the Stream?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I was Kenny Rogers, you're Dolly Parton. And
figure.
I'm listening to this song over and over. I'm like, oh my God, this sounds like a Bee Gees song. I looked it up. They wrote it.
Yeah, Barry Gibb.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are we trying to find Drew?
Yeah. This is one of their first songs, Bee Gees.
Wow.
That's yeah. 1967.
Yeah, good for them.
Help they got the turtlenecks broken... right up to their jawline.
The song I was referring to was Help Me Mend a Broken Heart. That's when he goes, I can think of younger days. He sounded weird. Why is everybody looking at me like I'm just reporting over here. I'm not making it up.
All right. All right, we'll look it up.
That's why I'm in this room, I guess.
we'll look it up.
Find the damn
How
song.
Can you mend a broken heart?
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. I can't think of younger days. They sound weird, like it's holding his nose. Are they in a bathroom or something?
Wouldn't that be every Bee Gees song?
Yep.
Oh, we're doing a deep dive into the Bee Gees.
Vocals already.
I can think of younger days.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I apologize. You're right. Okay. You're right. See, we had to hear it. You weren't explaining it right. You're right. All right. What do we got here? Drummer Dave.
Hey, Jazz. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
DJ, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good morning. Yeah, I was just wondering if you was looking for a drummer.
Yeah, you know one?
It's
what kind of drummer? What do you play?
Oh, I drum all from Southern Rock to wedding bands.
Okay.
Year,
wedding cake. Back,
drums, know. Drum something.
Drum something. I wish I had my kit with me.
You don't need a kit.
I wish. Oh, I don't. You're right.
It sounds like grandma in the trunk.
Shaving a haircut.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like grandma locked in the trunk.
I was going to say a seizure.
Well, kind of like that, but like AJ intro, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
What is happening?
That sounded pretty good.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Nah,
it was good.
My
toe tapped.
I just was wondering. So.
Yeah.
I think he's good
It'd
now.
Be nice to,
Drew, do you need a drummer?
Sometimes.
I'll see.
Well, I've been drumming a long time, so.
Right.
All right. But, have you drummed with anyone we would have heard of? That's a no.
You know that guy in Walmart?
That's all right.
That's all right.
No,
yeah.
No Trainwreck Society.
Huh.
Been
life,
a few
actually.
Bands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Trainwreck.
All
right. Join the party, right?
That's me, man.
All right, Dave. Yeah. Phil, we'll grab your number.
Yes.
We'll pass it on to Drew. Thank you, brother.
Exactly.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. That's some audition, huh?
Well, you have a harmonica. This is your first day with it.
I
Drew, do you have any advice for him?
What key are you in?
Oh, I have no idea.
The key of life.
Take a look on the side. Take a look on the side. There's a letter.
Okay.
Probably C. I'm going to guess.
I don't see a letter.
All right. Maybe play it. Play a note. Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. My first day. My first day.
Yeah, it's C.
That's nice.
C.
Oh, it is C. Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I found it. Yeah, it's C over here. It's
that's
got to
be
part.
The toughest job being a music teacher.
It's the front part. Yes.
Burr, burr, burr. Oh, right. That's nice.
Yeah, have I listened to
that? That's nice.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Remember the recorders and the melodicas? Yeah. I guess you don't. Anyway, so,
all
yeah.
Right.
I can butt at the recorder.
I do remember the recorders.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I want to do? I want to learn how to play, like, remember that part in What I Like About You by the Romantics?
Yeah.
Like, nah, 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 that part, yeah. Uh-huh. That part's cool. I'm long way from there. Now I'd be like. Exactly.
You want to try to play something with Drew?
Sure, why not?
All right.
What are we doing?
Find this entertaining.
We got our own band now. All right, I'm bringing in my recorder. That's it.
He's not horrible.
No,
right? I mean, it was in key.
Yeah.
So that's what's impressive.
He kept time.
Yeah. Well, I was afraid. You're all looking at me. Felt stupid.
Good. Drew Angus, singer, songwriter, musician from like Fairfield, right?
Yes. Fairfield.
He's at the Fairfield Theater Company Friday, August 27th on stage one. He'll be doing originals. We're linked up to his stuff on the radio station website.
That was original.
He was on season 15 of American Idol. Did very well. I mean, you got your pass to Hollywood. That's that moment in life. Right? Where you're,
it's the ultimate validation.
Yeah, because you're like, well, Mom, look.
A little classical guitar.
They're kind of like AJ and the harmonica. It's like, wow, look what I can do. And then the next thing, you're putting chords together and you're singing songs. And
exactly.
Then you try out for American Idol. Where did you go? Was that
I went to
Met
Philly.
Life? Philly.
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 Okay. Yeah. Zillion people.
Right.
Cheese you know, cake. They called me. I claim to fame. You know, they called me.
They did.
They called me and said, hey, Drew, we'd really like you to come down to Philly and audition for us.
That's
Philly.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, one of the producers called.
How did they have your number?
The network of musicians and music industry folk in the city.
Oh,
wow.
So they put plants in there.
That's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
And they planned to kick me off.
Oh,
they
sure.
planned for me to forget all the words right then and there.
That's right. Did they kick you off or did America kick you off?
Oh, no, they kicked me. It was
America.
The door is right over there.
Again?
Okay, so let's go back to Philly. Now. There's a zillion people, but they asked you there. So you had a good feeling about it,
well,
right?
You know, like they teed it up. They ask you all these great questions. They make you talk and talk and talk and talk and interview and interview and interview.
How many different people?
Like three or four.
Okay.
But we're not talking like
5 minutes.
We're talking like full length. Like, we want your autobiography story. Make things up. Tell us. We want America to sob.
Right.
Oh. Did you have a sob story?
No.
No.
Right. I grew up in Fairfield County.
Exactly right.
Okay.
I remember
well,
one
there
time.
There are people who have depression.
I wanted Haagen-Dazs. I had store brand.
Yeah. Interesting. Because yes. That's when you know the person's going to move on, because they can't play a horribly sad story and then say, get out. You know?
Just one time, Banana Republic's out of khakis.
Did they tell you?
It was horrible.
It was the worst three hours of my life. It was a bad day.
Right. Judging by the hat that he wore
to
the studio
Starbucks
today.
And was closed.
You got a sob story at least as being a fan.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And you know, I sang the national anthem for the farm team for the Mets last night up in Binghamton, New York.
Did you really?
The Rumble Ponies.
Right.
The Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies.
I have underwear that says that.
That's a good band name.
Thanks for mentioning it. The Rumble Ponies. I want to impress you about the Rumble Pony over here.
I think AJ's on the money with that sob story. Went to the store, they were out of candy.
And you know,
Banana Republic.
The farm team's pretty good. The farm team, I would bet $5 that the farm team could probably beat the Mets right now.
You're probably right.
Five whole bucks.
All right. Do they pick the song for you that you did?
for the audition?
Yeah.
No, I picked that.
Nice. What did you do?
I did Anders Osborne. Do you know Anders Osborne?
No.
Yeah.
Old blues guy.
He plays
not old, but he's like a younger guy down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Is he still alive? Or?
Oh, yeah. Very much alive.
Right. Yeah, he plays in Nogatomo all the time.
Ooh, bluesy. This one's called I'm Ready.
Do you want
me to play it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear
Why
what
not?
You did for the audition.
Yeah, let's see.
Well, you know, I'll set the scene.
They only give you like a minute or two, right?
Well, they cut it. They cut it after, you know, you play like a verse, chorus, and then open your eyes and like look and see if they're like making faces or whatever.
Oh, they left.
Yeah. I'll give you like the snippet rundown of the exact audition. So I walk in like, hi, my name is Drew Angus. I'm a singer songwriter from Fairfield, Connecticut, and I'm gonna sing a couple of songs for you. Is that cool? And they're like, yes. Yeah. And, you know, J Lo's like, oh, you're so adorable. And Keith Urban's like,
how far away from A?
Like
J-Lo
about as far as like,
really?
Wow.
You know, just over 12 feet.
What was she wearing?
Some beautiful, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't wear any.
She dressed like Jake.
She does wear. She does wear clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's good.
That is good.
Yeah. Keith Urban clothes.
Keith Urban very definitely kind of wearing clothes.
Right.
Okay. Blue jeans, and a muscle shirt.
The all-see right. look. Yes.
Anyway, so I go. Well, I'm ready to leave this behind. Already feel so much better. Tomorrow is yesterday's perfectly fine, but I'm ready to leave this behind.
Autology song.
I won't forget, no, I won't
send them through,
forget,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
That's a vote from me.
The people I met for sure. Some piss me off so bad.
Must be us.
Like this morning.
That's us.
I nearly forgot who I am. But I'm ready to leave this behind.
So I can see how they put
you
through.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know,
and plus that stage, they're getting everyone, you know, playing like a washboard and a...
Right. Well, Drew played two songs,
and how many
right?
Whitney Houston songs are you here?
Yeah, well, we have a clock here, so we're only getting one.
Eight.
So... No, but that's... I could see how you got through.
Yeah, definitely.
And then how long were you on? How many episodes after that one are you on?
I didn't get any airtime.
No, you went out to Hollywood.
I went out to Hollywood. I did the lines of 10.
So you didn't get on the show with that?
So they auditioned tons and tons of people.
And they sent a million.
The pool of people that they actually put on the show, though, is far, far less.
I gotcha.
But...
Do they give you a copy of that?
Heck no.
Oh, damn. Because that would be great, wouldn't it? That moment?
Absolutely.
That'd be cool, right?